It's after 9:45, so we can do our first time certain. Please read that item.
Proclaim November 1st and 2nd, 2019, to be Day of Dead.
Thank you. On behalf of the City of Portland, the Mayor, and myself, I thank Maria Garcia, the invited speakers, Jordan Martin from the Mayor's Office, and Yesenia Carrillo from my office for their roles in producing this Day of the Dead proclamation, the first of its kind. I thank them for their collaboration on this item. This proclamation is a celebration of the culturally rich and diverse practices and traditions of the Mexican community and Latinx population at large here in the City of Portland. I truly appreciate the work done by those assembled here today and their willingness to share, educate, and welcome us into the richness of their culture, which is a major contribution to the fabric and environment of our beautiful city. The Day of the Dead is a two-day holiday that reunites the living and dead. Families create offerings to honor their family members that have passed. These offerings, their families' prayers, and the celebration of their life on earth are believed to encourage visits from the departed souls. Day of Dead is a rare holiday for celebrating life and death. It is unlike any holiday where mourning is exchanged for a celebration. Day of Dead is not Mexican Halloween, as it's sometimes mistaken to be because of the timing of the year. And the Mexican community members are not the only ones to celebrate Day of Dead. It is a widely celebrated holiday all over the world. In fact, many communities celebrate All Souls Day during the same time as Day of Dead. To learn about this tradition, I'd like to introduce our speakers to come forward. Maria Garcia, organizer of the Mexican Culture Promoter. Marta Beatriz Navarro Parada, consul in charge of the Mexican Consulate in Portland, Oregon. Eduardo Cruz, artist and performer. And then they'll be followed by Cristian Barrios, artist, and Jose Luis Interan, professor of Mayan language and a leader of the Mayan community of Portland. Welcome. Who would like to start?
Buenos dias, good morning. I am Maria Garcia, and today I'm here speaking as a cultural promoter and organizer of Dia de los Muertos 2019 at Portland Art Museum and other cultural institutions. Day of Dead is a Mexican celebration where we honor the memory of our ancestors and departure of our loved ones. I was born and raised in Mexico City, a very cosmopolitan city where the old world of the Aztec Empire resists to die, and the beautiful Spanish architecture is a constant reminder of two worlds that collide. As it is today, 2019, more than 500 years after the Spanish conquista, where our native peoples were subjected to a new religion, government, and language, we continue to suffer the vestige of abuse of power, white privilege, disposition, and injustice in the workplace, marginalization, and bullying in schools to our children. I have witnessed unjust imprisonment of my countrymen for many times, not knowing how to speak English and not having the resources to defend themselves. Despite all these and many other difficulties, the Mexican community continue living, continue producing, continue existing, as well as the struggle to defend what is ours. Now, we fight against a government that sees us as a social burden, as criminals and harmful people. We want to be seen as people who contribute to the economy, in the work area, in the fields, in the food and beverage industry, in the executive and professional arenas as well, but overall, culturally. For me, it has always been an honor to recognize myself as a Mexican woman, and as a community advocate I am, I have seen the need to organize and promote quality cultural events that speak highly of the beauty of our culture. It is important for me that the local authorities of the city where I live recognize Day of Dead as a local cultural celebration, because in doing so, it is recognizing the Mexican community who are present in Oregon and are not planning on leaving. On the contrary, we are growing roots, seeing our kids born here. Celebrating cultural events dignifies communities, elevates their narrative, and lift up self-esteem socially damaged by the abuse of power that reflects in cultural ignorance. I invite Mayor Wheeler and all commissioners to learn about our celebration and participate as well. Thank you.
Thank you for your leadership.
Thank you very much. My name is Beatriz Navarro, the consul in charge of the Consulate of Mexico here in Portland. We really appreciate this proclamation because, as Maria mentioned, this is part of the Mexican culture. The Mexican citizens or the Mexicans origin people that lives in Portland, it's really important for us. And we really appreciate this first proclamation for this tradition of our people. And it's a universal tradition. It's part now of the whole humanity. And I just want to mention that everybody can visit our ofrenda de muertos at the consulate. That will be for 2 weeks from the 1st of November. And also this year we organize a second ofrenda in the Children's Museum. It's particular for children, and the children can visit that ofrenda especially for them at that museum. It's the first time that we are collaborating with them. And I really congratulate Maria to have this opportunity to do these activities this year. And thank you to the city and to the mayor for this proclamation.
We're honored by your presence, Madam Consul. Would you like to tell the viewers at home where is the Mexican consulate here in Portland?
Where is the Mexican consulate?
Yes, what's the address?
Is in it's in 12th Avenue, 3501.
The cross street is Jefferson, right?
At the corner of 12th Avenue and Jefferson Street is the consulate.
Yes.
We have 20 years there. And the ofrenda will be at the entrance of the consulate. Everybody can walk and visit our ofrenda for those 2 weeks.
Thank you so much for your invitation.
You're welcome.
And most of us actually don't know our address when we're put on the spot.
So. No, not as quickly as I can.
Well, hello, everybody. Thank you, Beatriz. Thank you, Maria. Thank you, Christian. And Maria, my wife. And thank you to the city of Portland for allowing us to celebrate officially the Day of the Dead, which is a two-day celebration. So now I'm here to just point out some benefits of celebration. And well, the first benefit that I'm going to point out about this beautiful celebration is values, human values. It's going to offer a lot of different ways so people can experience other culture that is just right here. It's been here for a long, long time. But some people, you know, probably are too busy and they've been ignoring it. So we're gonna educate people with these type of celebrations, with not only the ofrenda at the Consulado Mexicano, but also in places like OHS, right? The Oregon Historical Society, the Portland Art Museum, and other places. And Maria has been doing different activities here, and they're educating people. So this is gonna just bring a lot of values and principles to our communities. And it's gonna also promote health through good emotions, good experiences, good food. Because celebrating the Day of the Dead is not only bringing a bunch of candy, offering a bunch of candy to the children, we're gonna offer real food. That is so hard, you know, to get real food these days. So Maria has been doing a great job with that too. Also, it's going to bring something very important, that is understanding. The understanding of what life is going to be a lot easier if we understand what dying is. And our ancestors, they figure out that it's just a transformation. That is really just the end of a cycle and the beginning of another one. They believe that we were like caterpillars. And then once we go through that transformation, we will turn into light. You know, so it was a beautiful concept of honoring life, because we know that there's something beautiful after that transformation. So a better understanding of dying will provide a better quality of life for everybody. And then another benefit I'd like to point out is this is going to unite, because this is not a Mexican celebration. As Maria mentioned, this celebration with different names is celebrated many places in the world, you know, and there's a lot of similarities. And we always like to argue and fight and point out our differences, but never our similarities. So it's time for us to change that, you know. So everybody, it doesn't matter if you're purple, green, or red, everybody can celebrate the Day of the Dead. You know, everybody can honor their ancestors. So this is going to offer a better opportunity for understanding that. And then it's going to unite us. So hopefully this starts right here in the city of Portland, but hopefully this spreads all over. Thank you so much. As an artist, as a performer, as a musician, I'm just going to say that we will do our best to offer all these things that I just pointed out to our communities and to deliver this message of union. We need to unite so we can all move ahead together. And this beautiful celebration of the Day of the Dead, it's going to be something beautiful that you don't want to miss. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much.
Madam President.
Commissioner Daly.
I have a question. First of all, thank you for the invitation. I love this time of year, and I love all of the traditions surrounding it, and I particularly love Day of the Dead. But as someone who doesn't share your cultural heritage, I'm wondering if you can tell me how I can respectfully honor and participate without culturally appropriating or without offending people who own that culture.
And I really appreciate for your question, because that's a question that I have encountered in several places. And I'm deeply grateful for the community to be respectful to our language and our celebration. And I believe the first step is to participate, come to our events, ask. It is fine. We want people to ask us what we are doing, why we are doing it. That's why I'm organizing these events, because they're not just fiestas. I'm putting a cultural program together so our own community members, our new generation of Mexicans, non-Mexicans, Spanish speakers can understand our origins. So that's why Eduardo says it's for everybody. So come please to our celebration so you can understand and then talk about it. That's a great way to start being part of our community. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you very much. That was Maria Garcia, Marta Beatriz Navarro-Parada, and Eduardo Cruz. And our next three speakers are Christian Barrios, artist, and Eduardo Miranda, who is their late substitute. And so I'm sure they will introduce themselves. Thank you. Welcome.
Good morning. My name is Christian Barrios. I'm an artist and an educator, and thanks, Maria, for having us here. Thank you, guys. The importance of the Day of the Dead is not only the 3,000 years before the conquest, the mix of the two cultures, two different worlds. It is so many things as a cultural respect, and as an artist, really important. Now that we have something for the humanity, as few years ago, it was patrimony of the humanity, not only for the Mexicans, but for Colombia, Nicaragua, Salvador, or so many other countries that have been celebrating that for thousands of years. It's the respect of the living, but also the respect of the dead and of our ancestors. We celebrate that to bring all of the memories, not only for us, if not for everyone. As we've been seeing last year on the Portland Art Museum, hundreds of people getting in and out to celebrate, to learn, and to know, not only of the face of the Katrina painting as Posada, dead ones, and Diego Rivera put it on the mural immortalizing the new era and the new way to see the dead, but also to have something that we can share to the world and have a communion and have something that we can do together. And I'm really happy to be here and to see the Day of the Dead is my favorite holiday also. I love it. I love the food. I love all of the symbolic things that we have on the ofrenda, the flowers, the food, everything else, but the community getting together in a good way. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hi.
Hi.
My name is Eduardo Miranda. I am from Mexico. I'm born in a small village called San Martin Duraznos in the Mixteca Baja region of the state of Oaxaca. I am an active Mixteco speaker, which is my native language there in my village. I'm here to share with you a little bit about the Day of the Dead celebration in my village. The Day of the Dead is one of the most important festivals for us. We take 2 days to honor those who have passed away from our families. We dedicate those 2 days to offer them their favorite food and drinks, to pray for their souls. But also, we dedicate those 2 days to spend time in family and remember those persons who were special. But most important, we think that we can dedicate those 2 days to honor those first settlers from our cities, from our towns, the first people who lived there. Because it is important for us to know where we're from in order to know where are you going to. All of us, our kids, our families, we are trying to let them know that we should preserve all the values from our ancestors in order to have a good community and live in peace how they lived before. So, why is it important for us to celebrate in Portland? Because we believe that no matter where are you living, you have family that is no longer with you, and they are special for you. And that is the most respectful way for us to remember them with their favorite food, with their favorite drinks, but also with the family. And remember that those people that are no longer with you are going to be with you all your life. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Maria?
Should we read the proclamation?
Oh, you want me to read the proclamation? Okay. Wish me luck here. So I'll now read the proclamation and then we'll take a photograph with everybody. Whereas Day of the Dead is one of the most distinct celebrations in Mexico that has transcended time, Day of Dead shares the ethnic and cultural plurality of Mexico that has been enriched through centuries with the contributions of more than 60 indigenous groups that have resided across the Mexican nation. After the Spanish conquest, the indigenous communities continued to celebrate through the struggles of colonialization. European culture left a lasting imprint on the traditions and beliefs in Mexico, forever establishing Day of Dead as a celebration of life and cultural fusion. And whereas Day of Dead is a celebration of the transitorial return to earth of the loved ones, half friends and family that departed before us, and brings the Mexican and non-Mexican communities to get closer together by celebrating being and creating a time to remember ancestors. The festivities begin the first week of October and continue through early November, which coincides with the season of the harvest, dedicated to share with ancestors the benefits of first fruits. This celebration is an opportunity to share cultural values in a way that is educational and inclusive. These days are celebrated as a cultural presence across the United States and in Portland, Oregon. And whereas Day of Dead was recognized in 2008 by the United Nations Education, Scientific, and Cultural Organization as a significant cultural expression of the indigenous peoples and as a part of the masterwork of oral and intangible patrimony of humanity. And whereas 2017 data from the Institute of Mexicans Abroad states that the main groups of indigenous communities from Mexico and Oregon are Michoacan, Guanajuato, Oaxaca, Nayarit,
Guerrero and Merida, and whereas the representation concerning the dead have given way to a symbolic and ritual architecture that is expressed in an infinite amount of creative works, handcrafts, and ephemeral artwork, giving the world works of singular value, such as the production of Jose Guadalupe Posada, creator of La Catrina, popularized eventually by Diego Rivera's art. And whereas altars are built for past loved ones by family members and friends, altars include a picture of the departed one, marigold flowers, also known as cempasúchil, or flower of the dead, representing the fragility of life, and candles of different colors. Yellow representing the strength of life, purple representing the Christian mourning, white representing the light, innocence, and purity, and black referring to the pre-Hispanic religion Tutilan, the place of darkness, and Mictlan, the place of the dead ones. Another important element of the altar is the sweet tradition pastry called Pan de Muerto, that according to National Institute of Mexican Anthropology and History, this sweet bread has colonial roots inspired in pre-Hispanic rituals. Its round shape representing a skull, the four phalanges are exclusive to human bones and tears of the loved ones still alive. They are positioned as a cross representing the four cardinal points, honoring different gods. Quetzalcoatl, Tlaloc, Quitutexpec, and Tezcatlipuca. The anise flavor refers to the memories of the deceased one. This serves as a time for reflection and remembrance. And whereas the Mexican community in Portland is alive and is here celebrating community, Day of the Dead is understood as a tradition rather than the ending of life. Now, therefore, I, Commissioner Amanda Fritz, on behalf of Ted Wheeler, Mayor of the City of Portland, Oregon, the City of Roses, do hereby proclaim November 1st and 2nd, 2009, to be Day of Dead in Portland and encourage all residents to observe this day. And you're going to read it in Spanish now?
Yes, thank you. And before I do that, I just want to invite everybody to come on November 1st from 5 to 9 at PNCA, and November 2nd from 2 to 9 p.m. at Oregon Portland Art Museum, I'm sorry. We have a Facebook page called Free Community Celebration, Day of Dead, and all the details are there.
Thank you.
Considerando Día de los Muertos, es una de las celebraciones más distintivas en México que ha trascendido el tiempo. Día de Muertos comparte la pluralidad étnica y cultural de México que se ha enriquecido a través de los siglos con las contribuciones de más de 60 grupos indígenas que han habitado a lo largo de México. Después de la conquista española, las comunidades indígenas han continuado la celebración a través de su propia resistencia cultural. La cultura europea ha dejado una huella duradera en las tradiciones y creencias en México, estableciendo para siempre el Día de los Muertos como una celebración de vida y fusión cultural. Y, considerando Día de Muertos como la celebración del retorno transitorio a la tierra de los familiares y seres queridos fallecidos, esta tradición reúne a la comunidad mexicana y no mexicana a celebrar la vida y recordar a los antepasados. Las festividades comienzan la primera semana de octubre y continúan hasta los principios de noviembre, que coincide con la temporada de la cosecha, dedicada a compartir con los antepasados el beneficio de los primeros frutos. Esta celebración es una oportunidad para compartir valores culturales de una manera educativa e inclusiva. Estos días enmarcan la fuerte presencia cultural en los Estados Unidos y en Portland, Oregon. Y considerando, Día de Muertos ha sido reconocido por la Organización de las Naciones Unidas para la Educación, la Ciencia y la Cultura, UNESCO, en el año 2008. Como una expresión cultural y significativa de los pueblos indígenas y como parte de la obra maestra del patrimonio oral e intangible de la humanidad. Y, considerando, en base a datos recaudados por el Instituto de Mexicanos en el Exterior, IME, en el año 2017, los principales grupos étnicos de México que habitan en Oregón provienen en su mayoría de los estados de Michoacán, Guanajuato, Oaxaca, Nayarit, Guerrero y Yucatán. Y considerando el alto número de elementos que componen esta festividad, el Día de Muertos ha dado paso a una arquitectura simbólica y ritual que se expresa en una cantidad infinita de obras de arte, artesanías y obras de arte efímeras, dando al mundo obras de valor singular, como la producción de José Guadalupe Posada, creador de la Catrina, popularizada eventualmente por el arte de Diego Rivera. Y, considerando los altares, son construidos para recibir a los seres queridos, familiares y amigos. Los altares incluyen una imagen del difunto, flores de caléndula o cempasúchil, flor de muerto, que representan la fragilidad de la vida, velas de diferentes colores, amarillo, que representa la fuerza de la vida, púrpura, que representa el duelo cristiano, blanco, que representa la luz, inocencia y pureza, y negro, refiriéndose a la religión prehispánica, Atlidian, el lugar de la oscuridad, y Mictlán, el lugar de los muertos. Otro elemento importante para el altar es el pan de muerto, que según el INAH, Instituto Nacional de Antropología e Historia de México, este pan dulce tiene raíces coloniales, inspiradas en rituales prehispánicos. Tiene forma redonda, representando un cráneo. Las cuatro canillas son los huesos humanos y las lágrimas de los seres queridos que aún están vivos. Se colocan como una cruz, representando los cuatro puntos cardinales, honrando diferentes dioses, Quetzalcóatl, Tlaloc, Xipe-Tútec y Tezcatlipoca. El sabor de anís se refiere a los recuerdos del difunto. Este tiempo de celebración invita a la reflexión y el recuerdo de los que ya no están con nosotros. Y, considerando, la comunidad mexicana en Portland está llena de vida, presente y vibrando de alegría, celebrando sus tradiciones. El Día de Muertos se entiende como otra etapa de la vida en lugar de su finalización. Ahora, por lo tanto, yo, Ted Wheeler, alcalde de la ciudad de Portland, Oregon, por la presente proclamo que el día 1 y 2 de noviembre de 2019 serán alusivos al Día de Muertos en Portland y invito a todos a los residentes a observar estos días.
Gracias. Do any of my colleagues want to say anything? Commissioner Hardesty?
Thank you, Madam President. That does have a nice ring, Madam President. I say that quite a few times when possible. What a wonderful tradition when we honor our ancestors and center them and making sure that we don't forget the lessons that we've learned from them, that our children actually remember that that they have been influenced by the generations that have come before. I am so proud to be part of a city council that honors traditions that aren't necessarily traditions that we have been familiar with as people born in the U.S. and people with one language. But I am proud that I live in a city and I'm on a city council where we honor a host of traditions, and happy to be supporting this tradition today. Thank you so much for being here. Appreciate you all.
Thank you very much to all of our speakers. Thank you, Maria Garcia, for your leadership in this. And thank you again to Yesenia Carrillo on my staff and Jordan Martin from the mayor's office. Maria has organized an event in the atrium from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m. this afternoon. The public is welcome in City Hall. So let's take a picture at the front, please.
Thank you. Let me wear this. Thank you.
right, well, that was pretty much exactly the requested 30 minutes, so thank you very much for that also.